This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Boys, I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. Real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. how old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Here we go again. I was lying on my back porch, just to get in some sun. Had my hair done up in pigtails, had my swimming suit on.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
Became a shadow
you are
over
drunk
me.
At a tissue level.
I opened up my eyes to peek, and what did I see?
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
There was a man.
You just don't value yourself enough.
The guy that was telling me, he knew there was something that he wanted to see. He said, "Hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter."
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with, and that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
So I'm living in my own truth, and the truth is, I am God's child. I am a good person. I'm a gentle
Shut up!
Person. I'm not a perfect person, but I'm...
Shut up!
I'm a good person.
Shut up!
I felt like I was being, of all people, being kicked in the teeth. Essentially, you've been accused
Shut
of being
up!
A hypocrite. Yeah. That's the irony of it, isn't it? I mean, that to me is the definition of obscenity.
Shut up!
That is very painful to me.
Frank, was there any trepidation on your part to a little concern about a lot of people don't want to talk about their children publicly?
Yeah, a little bit. I must say that, Larry. But Cody's a very public person. You can't really hide your family. We don't intend to do that. He has a very private life also. I think he's learning a lesson, too. It's kind of hard to have me as a parent, Kathy as a parent. He has to learn to live that way, grow that way. And I find it very interesting. Here's a kid who can't read and he can't write.
Can't spell.
Can't spell, and he's written a bestseller.
Who are these people?
Now, Kathy Lee Gifford's biggest interview yet. How on earth did you score this one?
Let me tell you, Pat, it wasn't as easy as people might think. Frank is a very private person. So this is the first, folks. The Frank Gifford you don't know. But I do. Are you nervous?
Yes. I'm always nervous when I go on a big show.
From laughter to tears.
You're crying.
And even a surprise birth announcement.
Don't you think it's time we let America know our wonderful news?
About? the baby?
Kathy Lee and Frank holding nothing back. It's an historic interview, and we've got it covered from every angle. First, the makeup chair.
Is it safe? Look what the cat dragged in. Hello.
Hello, my darling.
Is she making you gorgeous?
She had a lot to work with.
Then behind the scenes of our New York studios.
Where is it?
And finally, to our insider set.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Frank Gifford on the insider set. Have a seat,
thank
sir.
You, thank
I got
you, thank
some
you.
Questions for you.
You really do look gorgeous.
Thank you, sweetie.
Come closer.
Stop it. Stop it. Behave yourself.
After a few last-second adjustments, the moment has arrived.
Frank Gifford's ready. All right, I know you aren't prepared for this. You're a trained professional.
Whoa.
I'm going to put you in the hot seat.
Well, I'm used to that.
All right, you ready? Biggest regret.
First time as a father? Not being there enough?
They don't think that way. They thought you were great.
Frank has two children from previous marriages and two with Kathy Lee. Later this year, he and Kathy Lee will celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary.
Secret to a happy marriage.
Listening. And caring.
Favorite thing about your life?
You.
One thing in life you wish you could change?
I'd have met you earlier in life.
Best thing about me?
The total package.
Worst thing about me?
The total package.
Boxers or briefs?
Preferably none.
You are so full of bull. You're a boxer man and you know it.
This boxer man, way to go, Frank, was wearing a suit when we caught up with Frank and Kathy Lee at the Tribeca Film Festival for the premiere of Toot.
This movie would not have been made without you.
Documentary, which was a huge hit. It's about the remarkable life of Frank's good friend and father figure, New York restaurant owner Toots Shore. Frank was with Toots shortly before he died.
And what'd you say to him?
Well, I knew he was going to be gone shortly, and he was.
You're crying.
I miss him.
You love this guy.
I'm all right. I've always cried a lot.
Where's your clue?
Get a joint.
You know who the fuck I am?
You beat what?
Come out the bookies? You a winner or a loser?
You're making a big mistake.
Damn. Three G's?
You
got what you wanted. Please don't, I got kids.
Yo, man, look at his mouth.
Do him now.
Jesus, no. Please. No, please.
You go, man. Why you call that 20?
Apparently, that set off a profanity-laced tirade, which included a derogatory term often used to describe someone's sexual orientation. While we're cleaning it up as best we can, Guillen said of Mariotti, what a piece of expletive he is, expletive, derogatory term. I don't have anything against those people. In my country, you call someone something like that, and it is not the same as it is in this country. I called that of this man, Mariotti. I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
I just realized, the other night when I cut the power to the church, I was a real dick.
Yeah, but it was only because I was worried, you know, something could happen to you.
It's a nice thing.
You don't understand. Vincent, I love you.
He's a fag.
Homo.
He's a piece of shit. You know what I mean? And what I say about the word I use, I should say something different. I think a lot of people was hurting feeling. I don't mean it that way. I don't waste my time talking about Jay. You know, Jay's a piece of shit. And he want to know, he should be here right now. Talk to me right now. Is it man enough? He should be here right now with you guys. I should use another word. You know, he's going to get suspended because you don't like one guy and you say in the one determination or should. But, you know, I mean, just they can do whatever they want, but I'm not going to back it up. I will say I will apologize to the people I offended because I should say use another word. But besides that, I'm still waiting for Jay.
He's a fag.
In California, you're on the air. What do you think?
Boy, that guy's comments were a little out of line.
I believe, you know, they don't know what their kids are doing on the computers nowadays. Are you guys in New York?
Yes, we are.
The big question about that is, why aren't Don and Mike on live in New York? I don't understand that. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's an interesting point.
Yeah. Well, there's no burping there? No burping at all. It's a different guy. That's the East Coast Bob, I think.
How you feeling, King Mike?
I feel like a king. I'm king of the world.
You got your balloons. You got your signs.
The banner's my favorite part, and they modified it. Last year it was 6. This year it's a 7, and, of course, preceded by a 2.
And now here's your favorite. It's still older than your girlfriend. Your girlfriend is still younger than that, though, even if you were 27, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
I only bring her up because, well, we'll be talking to her in a moment. Our time, East Coast 310.
The Don and Mike Show.
In a lot of places all over the country where the time is different. So,
hello!
Look at your watch. That's why God invented watches. We'll play this song because this is the last day. After 15 years, they were broadcasting from this rat hole. I'm going to miss it.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Tonight, all new studios when we come back.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Oh, no.
Hello.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Last show, right?
Yeah.
Last show in the studio. And look at him. Look at him standing right there. At attention.
Ta-da. He's mentally retarded.
How's your friend's birthday?
Who's going to move all of our crap out of the office?
Wow.
I was hoping that you guys could come in and help out.
Sure.
I see Buzz has his stuff boxed up.
Buzz has Buzz's room on it.
He's already packed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzz, you packed on?
Yeah. Did I pack? No.
I didn't pack you.
We have a bigger box, actually, for Buzz. We'll be putting you in it after today's show.
Great, really.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fawn. Farewell to Fairfax. And all the ships at sea. Hey, they prefer the sticky. Don Geronimo, and he's a good birthday boy.
Hi,
is it Michael Mann?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, howdy, cats. Hey, everybody. As you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Thursday. 0622-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. No, Buzz is the only one that ain't retarded. Listen, here's your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Or you can try 800-636-1067 if you're listening to us in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Last chance today to use that special number at 202-432-1067. That number goes teats up.
That's right.
At the end of the show today.
It will be no longer.
We're on the intro now. You can hear us on your computer. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. If you want to send us electronic mail, do it. Go ahead, send it. Someone will look at it.
Oh, send it in.
Send it to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Send it to email. And also, there's podcasts everywhere. There's podcasts at iTunes. There's podcasts at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right.
There's podcasts at the various free FM sites.
Right.
So I think that's it. We got it covered. Playing this song. I love this song anyway.
Yeah.
Steam.
Perfect.
Na Na. Hey Hey.
Right.
Goodbye.
And there couldn't be a more appropriate song for this building.
Right. Now understand, we're not going anywhere, really. We are going to...
This doesn't affect anybody listening.
As far as you guys listening, we ain't going anywhere.
We'll still be at the same place on your radio dial.
That's right.
Might sound a little better, might sound a little crisper, might sound a little more seamless.
That is the hope. Because after 15 years of working in this piece of crap studio,
what?
As of, I think, 7 o'clock tonight, they're going to start tearing this room down.
And then we should point out that although it'll be seamless, we will go from this wretched place to now getting the bugs out of the new place, because no matter how new, how shiny, how wonderful, you know, it is a new experience.
No, it'll be perfect.
And I hope everybody shows up for work on time. So
because
do we.
Some of us don't know how to get there yet.
Some of us haven't even done a test drive, and I don't think I'm going to do it
until we're
the first day.
I say why not?
Of course not. Anyway,
you told me not to go look at it. You told me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have gone anyway.
I would have. I would have actually. No,
you wouldn't.
Yes, I would have. I had an opportunity to do it this week, but
no,
I didn't
you
because
have.
Yes, I would have.
Well, the furniture's there.
You had said you want me to see it when it's all done.
The consoles are there. The furniture is there. Now you've just got to hook it up and arrange everything.
Mm-hmm. And get her done.
Yeah. Get her done. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited because, you know, God knows for years and years we've bitched about the equipment, and even more so you'll hear me scream when something goes off that's not supposed to go off.
Right.
Or I press a button and something is old and antiquated and doesn't work. And Buzz has to actually beat on his...
control board, my own control board.
As the beat is,
he's got a little stick in there.
Beat his stick over there to get that thing going.
Right.
And,
his microphone stick.
The microphone, a lot of times, he has to beat his console to get it to work. And there's just so many things that are wrong here. And
you beat your console so many times and it just won't bounce back anymore.
We've been second class citizens as far as equipment goes. Are you kidding me? We're refugees. We could have been out there playing for Ghana today, kicking the United States ass in the World Cup. That's how low on the food chain we are, for God's sake.
We found out early on that the amount of revenue you bring in for the company in this city does not necessarily result in getting the first run equipment.
No.
Quite the opposite. Shows that make less money for the company in different areas of the city seem to get new shiny equipment.
But then we fell back to our most comfortable position, being absolute whining bitches about it, to the point where they finally said, what can we do? What can we do?
What do you
want? And what can they do? We needed a change of scenery, a physical change of scenery after working here. The thought that they were going to redo studios here is a joke because we've had studios redone here.
Yeah, they've tried that.
Like on Britney's redoing shows.
Didn't
and
really
they just
work.
They don't work. So
I walked in specifically.
We're ecstatic.
You didn't even know this. I walked into Michael Hughes' office about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I pounded on his desk, and I said, listen, double my commute. Do it right now.
And he did.
And he did. And he took care of it.
Who knew it'd be that easy?
It was done in a nanosecond.
That's a hell of a birthday present.
It was done. He did it. Well, it took a little more than that. I actually physically grabbed him. I actually grabbed him by the collar.
Well, now, are you really mad?
No.
That you're going to have more of a commute?
No, not at all. I would have told you if I was. I'm actually looking forward. I think the trade-off is the new building. That was just a joke. That was a little joke. I am not mad about the commute at all.
Just making sure. Well, it's too late now.
Too late now. And, you know, really, the fact is, I'm not really, you can't be mad about something you don't know about. So I don't know. I'll let you know. That'll be part of the deal. You know, if I show up on time, you'll know it's easy. I'm going to leave. I've got a set time that I'm going to leave.
Hey, but listen,
I'm a little nervous about it.
You got to be in your car or on your motorcycle for a couple more seconds.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how great will it be one day to come in and know that there's been nobody else?
Yes.
I'm just talking about your pet peeves.
That's huge.
Sitting in your chair.
This.
Spitting in your microphone.
You bet your ass. Right.
You get what
bet
I'm saying?
Your ass.
Your little, your controls that you have over there, Buzz, your
right.
little control board
Absolutely.
That you have. Nobody screws with it. When we leave that building at 7 o'clock, we lock the door, we turn on the electronic thing, and that's it.
There used to be, not so much on your side, I don't think, but when I'd come over here, every day, stuff. Do you know, as late as yesterday, do you know what was sitting here that I stared at until I finally got the courage up to pick it up and throw it in the trash?
What?
A freaking fingernail.
Ugh.
A fingernail sat here all day yesterday. I'm not, if there's a fingernail over here, it's going to be mine that has fallen
right.
off, that has sloughed off somehow. So,
Mike, I pretty much can tell you every day. You can't see this on my side.
You got a little trash can over
but
there.
But I can tell you, and not only on the trash can, but I can pretty much tell you exactly. I could give you an instant analysis of a stool sample of any of the junkies.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Any day. These are the guys who do the morning show.
Because of the leavings in the trash?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, just because, you know, there's food everywhere.
Right. Yeah, it's not exactly.
Food, there's.
The people that take care of the junkies don't exactly police the station, let us say.
Right.
And we're looking for some of our computer equipment to bring with us,
right.
A couple of monitors.
Uh-huh.
We keep finding a whole bunch of these.
Razor blades.
We keep finding a whole bunch of rusted razor blades.
I wish this was television. You are holding up a rusty razor. That is a razor. There is rust on it.
We used to edit tape with those, and there's still some around.
And it's not just rust. Isn't there some leavings on the other side?
Yeah,
of course.
Somebody maybe has cut a piece of pizza with it or something like that.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're ecstatic. Here is our schedule. Let's get this out of the way.
All
right. Right up front. Our vacation technically starts tomorrow. That's because I'm asking for two additional days. Well, you don't get them off, so shut up.
He's proud of you, though.
You know, we get our 2-week summer vacation.
Uh-huh.
And if I want to be a dick about it, and if Mike wants to be a dick about it, we really... I shouldn't even bring it up because people bitch about our vacations
there's
anyway.
There's really no need. There's no need. We are taking what is due.
We could take extra time if we wanted because the company could say, you know, wait, there's the July 3rd, July 4th,
exactly,
whatever.
The company holiday is part of the contract.
We miss.
Okay, so.
People will bitch no matter what we say.
Right.
Anyway, here's the schedule. Today's the last show for about 2 weeks. We're off tomorrow. Reason for that, very simple. They want to start tearing up these studios.
Right.
And B, my daughter's flying in tonight with the grandkids, and I don't want to get into stuff with her and her medical stuff, but this is the only time that's good for her and her family to come out and visit me. And days are precious. I don't mean that she's in dire straits, but
right.
I mean time with her and her family is precious to me. So screw it. We're not going to do the show tomorrow because I want to spend the day with my daughter and her family.
Right.
And they've got a limited amount of time that they can actually come out and get around. Now, coming back, we would normally come back exactly 2 weeks from Monday. Unfortunately for me, 2 weeks from Monday is July 10th, which is the one-year anniversary of Frida's car accident. I would simply rather not do the show that day,
understood,
talk about everything that happened over the holiday.
I, you know, I don't think it was ever said to anybody around here even, but I think everybody knew it.
Understood.
I think everybody
so
knew
just
it.
Deal with that.
Right.
Gone today, back July 11th. Deal with with it, okay.
Now let make your fingers bleed on the keyboard. Go crazy, people. Go nuts.
Mm-hmm. We've worked. Can I tell you something?
What? How long?
12 straight weeks. Almost 12. Well, not counting tomorrow. It's a freebie. 12 straight weeks.
That's almost 3 months.
12 straight weeks.
Yeah, I don't count for that.
I'm exhausted, Mike.
I don't count for that full 12 weeks due to my brief hospital stay.
That's true.
Which I count. I do. I count all of them. I count all
of them.
That was half a show.
That's what we're up to. That's right. That's what's happening. Looking forward to this vacation. I am that's why I don't feel comfortable coming back and talking about it on the anniversary of the day that Frida died, because I'm looking forward to a lot of great stuff over this vacation with Bart interacting with Amy and the grandkids and then the girlfriend meeting Bart and the girlfriend meeting Frida's whole family at the whole big thing and everybody getting together. It should be very nice.
Hope you
I should
have time.
Nothing but great stories, but you could understand that day is kind of a special day. So
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there you go. That business is done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about this business? It is Mike's birthday today.
Thank you, guys. Before the show, all the guys gave me some really nice stuff, and you guys were terrific. I got a lot of laughs from the cards.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
And I would not be doing her proud unless I thanked Beth Ann McBride, who sent me a lovely email today with the most amazing nude photo of herself.
Happy birthday to
you! Have ever seen?
Wow.
I didn't know.
Are you
know.
Kidding?
It was amazing.
Are you kidding? All the gifts that we shower upon you, and you sit there like a spoiled, petulant child. You sit there, you go, "Ah, this is great." The first person you choose to thank is an ex-employee who you didn't even really get along with well.
You should see the picture, though.
Well, you got to remember the tension.
I have. I took them.
That was sexual tension. You're absolutely right, Rob.
Has her ass recovered from that spider bite?
That was no spider bite.
It was an O'Mara bite.
No spider bite at all.
Just sucked the poison out.
No, it was very nice of all of you.
I'll say this for you, and this is a compliment.
Am I appearing to be spoiled about it, or were you just saying that?
No. It's spoiled is not the word. I wish.
Like unimpressed or expectant I want to make sure I'm not doing any of those.
Certainly wish,
because last year was great. This year I'm a little embarrassed.
I wish. Well, I'm talking about the off air part.
Okay, even with that, even that, I still get a little embarrassed. I do. It was too much good stuff.
I wish that I wasn't so repressed, that I didn't hold, that I could let it down and just sit there like you do, and you, my friend. You basked in it.
Yeah,
I mean, he's good at that. There's, the only way to describe it is Mike is sitting with everybody around him, giving him gifts. He's wearing stuff. He's putting on stuff. He's laughing. He's doing the things that everybody normally hates. He's reading cards out loud.
Making faces.
Yeah, and it's like... He's doing the Charlie voice sometimes. He's doing a serious voice. And he's looking at the big box. And he's looking at the little boxes.
Putting stuff on his head.
And he's just really friggin' happy.
I'm delighted with every... And I really, you know...
Just
as
happy.
Far as the material end of things, a very significant birthday. And I thank you for that.
Well, you've
gave
been
me
a good
really
boy this
cool
year.
Thing and something I didn't know I wanted until I saw it. I didn't even know what it was until it was explained to me. And then once it was explained to me, I can't stop thinking about it. Did you notice how quick that might? I might have set a record for putting that in my car for immediately because for some reason I got very possessive all of a sudden. Normally, my laziness will kick in and I will delegate that responsibility to somebody else. But I took that right down to the
I
car.
Saw you
very,
that.
Very excited.
Well, you definitely like sitting there and just having it radiate around you, and I'm not putting you down.
Good you enjoy it.
I wish I could feel that way. I don't feel that way about birthdays. You enjoy it.
Yeah, I do.
You like sitting there and...
Well, this is it. I mean, this is the biggie for me, you know. Well, no, that's not true. There'll probably be more because we happen to have tomorrow off, you know. I'll probably do a little more celebrating than I would normally do.
Good
on
for
you know, on a work night, you know, normally it'd be a nice quiet dinner, maybe. Now it's going to be, festive. In fact, radioactive festive.
Well, I think before we get to that, I'm going to get to this. Okay. Mike, incidentally, I spoke with Mike last night. We will talk if we have time today. We're jam-packed. That Regis thing. Send me your check now.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get some time to talk about that?
Yeah, we got some tape of it. Mm. Send me your check.
Jesus.
Now, I know I wasn't going out on the biggest limb in the world, but this show will not last 5 weeks. This America's Got Talent. Mm. Awful hack. Bad editing Regis like he's doing the Walt Disney World Parade.
Did even you have any idea how horrible it would be?
They had sent a 30-minute demo, which had the absolute highlights. You know, like the 14-year-old girl that could sing, or like there was an 8-year-old stand-up comic. And they very briefly put in, like, the guy who plays with spoons on his head or whatever it is.
He snapped.
Yes, and the snap guy. I mean...
God, how horrible.
God, that show was awful. And Buzz, not so bad that you keep watching it.
Nope,
Not so bad
not so
that
bad
you say,
good.
Oh, this is Trainwreck TV. Mm-hmm. So bad that you say, it's 9:43. Maybe I'll watch the last couple of minutes of Larry King.
Ah. And you know what made Hasselhoff an icon? The fact that he was on that stupid TV show and then he became a success in Germany, and otherwise we didn't have to hear about him or hear him.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. Behind me is the world famous entrance to Paramount Studios.
Oh, God, hold, just save that.
Paramount.
Paramount.
I'm going to Paramount.
Discuss the Regis show, which just couldn't suck enough. And I can't figure out how they're going to do it. Is it going to be live tonight? Because obviously last night was taped.
Taped and horribly taped.
And, yeah, and poorly edited. But they would, like, put text numbers on the bottom, and it's so American Idol-ish, you know, with the, like I said, with the combination of Hollywood Squares, and got Hasselhoff, who's standing up and applauding some guy who plays his pubic hair, like, you know.
Terrible.
And don't
terrible.
Forget Piers.
Yeah.
Piers, the British guy.
The British guy.
Is that his name?
Piers.
Yuck.
It'll never be remembered, Rob.
It's just a wreck. So anyway, I'm on the phone with my buddy Mike last night, and right when I'm on the phone with him, he says, oh, incidentally, good timing on this. Carla's out walking the dog. She has agreed to come on the air to sit under the hot lights of the Inquisition
I hope it's
for Mike's
be
birthday.
Like that.
No. Mike, it'll be a wonderful experience.
Just
for
a chat.
Yeah. So,
and as I said before, she really said, you know, I don't want to talk to you. She said she would feel pressure. I said, well, all right. I mean,
I will just turn your microphone off.
No, please don't do that. Please don't.
Come on, just turn it off.
I'd like to just say, you know, if I need to chime in, would you allow me that? I'll be disciplined. I'm not gonna interrupt.
I'll turn it off so, like, you're heard, and then I'll turn it back on if you got to jump in.
Hello?
Hello, is this Carla?
This is Carla.
Hi, Carla. It's me. He's here.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, John.
Hi there. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Well, hi, Mike.
Hi, Carla.
I'll turn off
Happy
Mike's microphone.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me turn his microphone off now.
Well, you going to turn my microphone off?
Yeah. There you go. So, first, how the heck are you?
I am good. I'm good.
Good.
Very good.
Good. Understand you'd like to have a baby?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Well.
At some point, though.
Okay, let's see if we can put some parameters on this.
Okay.
How long do you think at some point would be?
I'd say in the next 3 years.
3 years.
In the next 3 years. I don't want to give it a time, but...
But 3 years is good.
When I'm ready.
3 years is good.
When I'm ready.
What if it doesn't happen in 3 years?
I might not be ready in 3 years. I don't know. At some point, I do know that I do want a little baby.
When Mike has spoken of this, he's mentioned this that in a roundabout way that you're almost at an impasse. I got the feeling that you would like the baby today.
If you're going to look today, at me, turn my microphone on.
I got the feeling you would like to have the baby today.
You know what's so funny? Actually, I had a baby in my dreams the other night that I never told Mike about.
Oh, there you go.
It was Tuesday. I guess it was all the baby talk on Monday.
Mike just crossed himself, and you know why? Because you kids use that Catholic method.
Oh, what?
That's a decision for you kids to make.
Right.
But anywho, hi, Mike. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
He can't respond to you right now.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Carla.
So you you would really like to have a kid. I don't know if Mike is ready to have a kid, wants to have a kid. Will you not take him as is? Will you not take the package simply as is?
You know what? I love the package.
Hey!
I love the package.
Well, then
he is great.
Then does he not have to supply you with a baby for this relationship to flourish?
You know what? I think that he just might someday.
Oh.
And, you know, of course, I don't want him to want to, you know, have a baby with me just because I want it. I want both of us to want
it. Okay, but what if he doesn't?
Well, if he doesn't, when the time comes, I guess the time comes. I guess it's not a deal breaker now. I might say it might be a deal breaker later, but
three years.
Changes.
Well, then see, this is really why, and it's a good thing he's not listening now.
Okay, good.
He's not speaking now. I know he's listening now. He's listening. You see, he's an old man.
He's my old man.
And,
he's 47.
Yes, I know. I'm 47. I will be 48 soon. I'm an old man. Listen, my daughter is older than you, honey.
I know.
So, listen, this is not about you. This is about Mike.
Okay.
If, in fact, it is a three-year window that you're going to give him to have this kid, you got to get working on it now. I mean, because
okay.
You know what? Because
we're
burning daylight here. And I mean, literally.
What do you mean by working on it?
What I mean is stay in.
That's a good idea.
No. I mean, make it happen now, because if you wait 3 years, by my calculations, 3 years. If you wait 3 years, Mike will be 50.
You're right, he will be. And then if we're going to have it anyways, the kid would be 3 years old.
That's right. And then you have the tough years out while he still is functioning.
His jolly old self, yes.
So why are we...
I agree with you.
So then if that's that, go off on this vacation and procreate.
Hey, we might.
No, let's not make that we might. Let's make that we will.
Okay, sure.
Let's make that we will. See, Mike, she would.
Sounds great to me.
Sounds good.
She wants the baby. What about me? You got my microphone turned off.
Well, now.
You're figuring out my life. And
she
I
is. She is already. Mike, I have already gotten her to the point.
Birthday.
It's gone from a three-year window
right
to
now,
really.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Well, listen, you're not getting any younger.
You're right about that.
So, Esser, get off the pot.
I feel it today.
That's what I'd say. Esser, get off the pot. I believe that's what Carla's saying to you in her way.
Okay.
And I think what you should do is drive that point home tonight.
Okay, we'll get in a big fight on this birthday. That would be perfect.
No. I didn't mean get in a fight. I meant, when I said drive that point, I was talking about, you know, Mike, you know, doing that thing you guys
driving
are doing.
Driving that point.
The nest to your ears. Your ears to the nest.
Yeah. Yeah, so go ahead. So have you, I'll ask you something else that I know Mike would probably me not rather you ask, but I will ask because I am his good friend.
Okay.
If he was to make the commitment to you,
mm-hmm.
Now don't stare at me, Mike, because it's a serious one. If he was to make the commitment to you and stay inside and give you the papoose, what guarantee does he have? With no offense to the thousands of other women who's Mike's had relationships with,
Right.
What guarantee does Mike have that you're not going to be, no offense, like every other bitch that's come down the pike? I mean, really, what does Mike, if Mike makes the commitment to stay inside and give you the little one,
right?
What does he get out of it besides the potential of maybe a third ex-wife?
Oh, my God, so, that's a tough question.
That's a what?
That's a really tough question, Don.
That's a what question?
That's a very tough question.
Thank you. That's a tough question.
I can't answer it at this moment.
What? Well,
I have to think about it.
How about a prenuptial, pre-baby making? I mean, I hate to get legal on your ass.
You can't get legal.
But why not something that says you supply me with a baby within, let's say, Mike is rather fertile. I'd say you could get it done probably within 30 days.
22 years.
I think that's a brilliant idea, Don.
30 days, 60 days. And what you do is you sign something saying as soon as you get the news that his swimmers have made it, then that's it. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel.
We can do that.
No matter what, no matter what, you don't leave him. No matter what he does to you.
Right, right.
No matter what he does.
Right, he can do anything, right?
He can do anything.
Okay.
Because I think, I know the other ones haven't left him because he's done stuff like screwed around, mm-hmm. You know, and that's always a woman's number one concern.
Yeah. Right. I don't think he hit them.
No. Nope. Well, let's not talk about that, Buzz. No, he's not.
My microphone's turned off.
Only because she hit you first, Mike. No, no, no. Mike never hit Billy. He never hit her.
Oh, no.
No,
I don't know
didn't.
About that part, so.
Okay, so here's where we're at. You want to have a baby.
I want.
You see? She does.
Indeed.
So, Mike,
I'm 25. I need that in my life.
My God, listen to her. Uh-huh. You know what you got to do, Mike? You got to fish or cut bait. You really got to. You got to stick it or get stuck. But you know what you need? You need somebody on your side like Jacoby and Myers, uh-huh. Johnny Cochran, Mr. Johnny.
Sounds like she's gone along with that.
You need somebody to get her to say if Mike makes this commitment to you that, you know, and I'm not talking about something that later can come back to bite Mike in the ass legally.
But totally to my advantage.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay cool.
Yeah, right. We'll have our agent draw up some papers. Maybe just, you know, just as something as simple as if you were to prick your finger and get some blood and write in blood, you know. Cause
I can do that.
I think Mike needs this, you know. Dear Mike, uh-huh. You know, I will never leave you.
As you can see, I'm drawing blood.
No. I think that's the reassurance. That's the reassurance that cat needs.
You know what? If that's what he needs, I will prick myself tonight.
Yeah,
and I'll have that letter waiting for him when he comes home.
And then he'll prick you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we can go up and do the pricking.
Hey, now she said you go out and do the pricking.
Hey,
how about that?
I don't care what she says.
Come on, what do you mean? Oh, don't care what my lady says? You don't care?
I'm kidding. Stop it. My microphone's turned off.
I know it is. Was that your girlfriend's request?
I know.
It's not my request.
I know it's her request.
Simply the mediator or the negotiator.
That's right. You're doing a good job. You've negotiated a prenup for me.
But now here's, Carla, let me put you on hold for a moment. Let me speak to my client for a second.
Okay, not a problem.
Rob, would you pick up the phone and talk to Carla so she can hear? Now.
Hi.
What I've done here, in essence, is committed you to the fact that you're going to father a child.
Yeah, well, see, that's not what, you know, we're going to have to talk about
happy
that because that's not what I didn't see that coming.
But that's exactly what
you
want.
You negotiated that, like, this weekend,
but,
and
I mean,
that's not going to happen.
But I've never heard her position
but
as
the second
as...
half of your negotiation, I think, was certainly to my advantage.
Did you not hear how strongly she went
this
on
is
to
not
say
a surprise.
That she wants a baby? She's
this is not a surprise. There's only one surprise out of this. The surprise is that my, you know, my... my advocate, my intermediary, my mentor,
yes.
my big brother over here has negotiated the fact that I have to plant my seed sometime in the next 48 hours.
Hey, listen.
It's very, very difficult for me to make that decision.
Okay, then. Now,
however, the second half, you know, as far as when, if that time ever was to come, mm-hmm. that we'd have something.
Do you want to live, Mike?
Huh?
Do you want to live the next 3 years with this thing hanging over your head?
Mm.
Do you want 3 years of that under-the-table
when am I gonna get a baby?
It's not like that. It's not like that.
Okay, I know she wouldn't say it like that, no, but yeah, that's how spoken. I'm interpreting it.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah,
you know, just that vibe. Can you imagine what it gets to be like 2008, and she just says to you one day, you know, 2009's right around the corner, Daddy.
Well, you said something that rang true in a scary way. Is the three-year window, 3 years, that, you know, within 3 years, that I got the big one.
Mike,
you
it know, sounds...
The super deluxe big one. Five, the big 5-0
This is
one.
Very simple. This is why I really should have been in sales.
Clearly. You know, sales or psychological counseling?
Well, yes.
Negotiating.
Well, here's the deal. It's quite obvious that she is crazy about you. But
I think she's wonderful.
She needs the child. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what's it going to take to get you inside, Carla? What's it going to take to get you inside this, to have you leave the dealership today? I want you to be happy. If you don't want a baby, you should just, even though it's your birthday and everything's happy, you should just make a fist and say, I really don't want to have a birthday. A baby.
I don't want to have a birthday.
I don't want to have a baby.
I don't want to have a birthday celebration.
But that whole three-year thing, it's like, man, if you're going
to... Why do I get calmer now when I should be more stressed? Why do I get stressed when I'm relaxed?
If you're gonna,
I don't get it.
If you're going to do it...
You ain't hooked up
then
right.
Then do it.
You know when I'm going to get my panic attack? After this is over.
Sure.
Then it's all just going to go...
Oh, no. There'll be no panic attack because we're following this up with a two-girl show for you.
Oh, okay. I can't get the two-girl show. That rule applies, especially today.
Oh.
I got to pick somebody to get it. You know that. That's the rule.
Now, you know what?
You don't get them still, right?
You know what? The boy pointed out that even he did something. On
you'll have to.
Birthday.
You've got her on the phone. You're going to have to ask her. This is going to not go well.
I think she'll be fine.
I don't know.
You watch.
All right. Can I get my microphone?
Sorry.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Hi, Carla.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hi there. Well, here's where I think we're at. I think we're really
What's going on?
I think we're really at an impasse. I think that, frankly, and I say this with all due love and respect to Mike, I just think he's too much of a pussy to make his mind up right now.
Hey,
to tell you.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Oh, no.
I said he's too much of a pussy to make up his mind and tell you either that, yes, he wants to have a kid or no, he doesn't want to have a kid.
He's bad, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So he'll probably go along with this whole three-year thing, but you just got to know that the more time goes on, you know, those are years that Mikey Jr. is going to miss.
With
Pops.
Oh, Mikey Jr.
And also, I would like to say, because I know how great it is to have children of both
genders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would have to say that Mike, you would have to guarantee Mike a squire, a son.
I will guarantee Mike a son. I just know I'm going to have a little boy.
And he would have to have enormous genitals.
That's a pretty good offer.
Enormous genitals.
And he will, and he'll be strong.
Okay.
I promise all that.
Then, as a goodwill gesture.
Okay.
As a goodwill gesture towards Mike giving you what you want and you giving Mike what he wants,
what does Mike want?
What Mike wants?
No, it's not what I want.
What Mike wants is the guarantee.
You're killing me. Are you talking about this thing out here?
No.
Oh, okay, right.
No, I'm talking about your relationship, you big dummy.
Well, you're all over the place.
What Mike really wants is he just doesn't want another chick that's going to leave him.
Oh, I understand.
Okay? What you got to do is figure out a way to let him know that you're not going to... That's the one beautiful thing that I had with Frida. Even though we were married 25 years, we separated twice. When we separated, you know what we did? We moved next door to each other.
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
That's not even separating. That's just being pissed off. You know,
but
I knew that she loved me no matter what, no matter what I did. You got to make him feel that way. You make him feel that way, I guarantee he'll roll over. He'll give you the.
We have our fights, but we always love each other.
Now, being as we've made this type of dialogue,
okay.
How about as a goodwill gesture on your part, Mike will come to you tonight, if you'll pardon the pun, and you will discuss this and perhaps even procreate. How about
we'll do that over some beer so we can have a really. Live discussion.
How about as a goodwill gesture on your point, you allow Mike to participate to a minimal extent in a two-girl show, which has been really set up by the fellows here. They've been working overtime.
No,
all the other stuff was real. This is just, if you say no, you know, then he won't do it.
No, go ahead, have fun.
Okay.
Have fun. It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
That's right.
The 47th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Now, Mike, you got to listen. All I can say is that I've talked to the to the other client.
Yeah.
And I'll turn the microphone
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Mike. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hope you're enjoying yourself.
I'm having a very good time. I'm a little nervous now, but other than that, I'm having a good time.
You're nervous. Okay.
I think we've got all the issues out of the table. I think you spoke quite eloquently and right to the point about what you want, what your plan is, and we know what Mike's plan is.
Right.
So let's get moving on this, kids.
We will. I will keep you posted. I'll let you know. I would. You know. I don't know if it's something you want to ask me every day.
I do.
But sometimes in the best case scenario, these things take time. So I will keep you posted. I'll let you know. I will answer you honestly every time you ask.
I thought you were Johnny hit the target.
Yeah. Perhaps I am. Perhaps I am. So I don't know. You never know. You really never know. But we will chat about these things. We will continue the dialogue, which obviously has been very civil up until this point.
Very civil.
It's been very fun.
See, thank
She's enjoyed it a little more than I expected.
Thank you for coming on the show. You know why?
Enjoyed her time on the radio.
She's in the hands of a professional.
That's right.
At least in this regard.
Yeah, there's chemistry there, which is, I think you guys, perhaps it was the right choice to have me out of the equation. Mm-hmm. I probably would have nervously interjected my thoughts and been nervous.
I totally agree.
Yeah, why do we
totally
even need
agree.
His microphone is off again. Now, why,
okay,
mean,
thank you.
Darling, we don't even need him on the phone.
He makes me nervous, Don.
Oh, tell me about it. Please.
Seriously, I can't even think when he's talking.
I mean, really, if I could tell you, I mean, I'm the longest relationship this poor effer's had his whole life.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's great.
That's sad when I'm his longest running relationship, but I endorse him.
Say goodnight, Grace.
I endorse him. All you got to do is just sign that thing in blood.
I will sign it in blood, Don.
Oh,
I will
nice.
Do that. Whenever he's ready for me to sign it, I will sign it.
Make it in bad blood.
In bad blood?
You know what I mean.
Okay. All right.
Done,
the thing,
God,
the thing that, the thing that'll be going away.
Stop it!
Stop it!
You know you had to, didn't you?
Of course.
Okay, I don't get it.
Pay no attention, Carla.
I hope. Listen, it'll be a great month when you don't get it.
Stop it!
Because that's when you'll know.
Now
I get it now. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're getting it right now?
I understand. Okay. My mind doesn't work that way sometimes.
Getting the joke.
Probably for the best.
All right. Well, nice.
In bad blood.
Yes, bad blood.
I'll remember that one.
Bad blood. All right. Well, have a good holiday with Mike, and good luck.
Same to you. Have a great holiday.
Nice talking to you, Carla.
You too.
It's always nice having you on.
Bye, Carla.
Bye,
Carla. Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. How you doing? Still calm?
What are you so uptight about?
I'm not. Do I look uptight?
Yeah.
Do I look uptight? I'm not. I'm not actually. I thought it was. It went fine. It went fine.
It did.
It's very nice having one's life discussed with the microphone off. I was strangling the
her
microphone.
Request?
Yes.
Her
yes.
Request?
Bad blood.
Her request? Listen, it became highly.
Bad blood.
Became highly apparent.
Yeah.
You know? She wants that baby.
Sounded like you negotiated something for me.
Well, you got to figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that thing. Got to get that oath from her.
Clock is ticking. Yeah.
Always.
Clock is
Think
ticking.
Think about it.
I'm more aware of it today, and I didn't, you know, than I last year. Just didn't seem as, you know, I don't know. It's 1 year, but it just seems like a long year. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a significant year. It's like seven. You know, it's I don't know. It's weird. I feel old. I do feel old today.
Well,
so. Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
You are old.
Right
Mike.
Back right back at you.
You are old.
I'm old and I'm a pussy. I think we've established that. That's what we got from that little interview. And, you know, feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good right now. And, you know, anytime you want to negotiate, I'll have you draw it up when the time comes. And I'll make sure that it's signed in blood.
Well, I think it's done. I mean, but you're the one.
Sounds to me like it's done.
You have to decide if you.
I drank a whole thing of water during that interview.
Wow.
Do you know how nervous I was? I drank a whole thing of water.
You're drinking it right now.
He's on his second
bottle. Bet your ass I am.
There you go.
You bet your ass I am.
All right, well, we should break, Mike, because to some extent you can get involved in the two-girl show, which will be after the first break here.
All right, two-girl show.
Yes, it's a two-girl show, Robbie?
At least.
At least.
At least.
Wow. At least.
Yeah, this might be a... did we ever do them way, way, way back in the day where we participated?
I never remember you participating.
This is the first time.
Mike, I was married all those years.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you did, Mike, years ago, participate, but it has been a long time.
Years and years and years ago.
You know, I'm just amazed that she's given me permission.
Don't take your shirt off.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Do not take your shirt off, for God's sake.
A button has come undone.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Get the whipped cream ready for my nips.
Now. Oops, hold on. I'm nowhere near as far along in my relationship with my girlfriend as you with yours.
No, you're not.
Well, she's only been my girlfriend for 6 months.
Right.
Will she pick up the phone? I mean, she's just going to meet my kid this weekend.
Right.
You know, I mean, over this holiday.
Kid.
Are you thinking about maybe killing two birds with one stone here? Maybe getting a little embalmment there? I mean, we're going to have at least two girls.
I'm not going to.
Could
get
be
it.
A real special
hi,
day.
Hi there. Well,
can I suggest something to you since you've been doing a lot of time?
Leave a message.
All right.
It's convenient. Thanks. To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me. Thanks for not pressuring me about kids. I'll talk to you later. Bye, sweetie. That's all.
That incredible a-hole!
Mike, your birthday celebration continues.
Do you...
with the two-girl show.
Do you think that if you were to ask the same question about the two-girl show, how do you think your lady would react to that? I mean, even in the short time you've been with her,
She would say, go for it.
Go for it.
She wouldn't care.
Okay.
But I've only been going out with her 6 months.
Right.
And it's not my birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
So, kind of Johnny off the hook-ski. Right?
You're right, and here I am. I don't consider it being on the hook.
Good. That's good.
You did Rob right. You bet it's different. My girlfriend is one of the girls. What is that?
I was going to say, it's different for him because his girlfriend is one of the girls.
One of the girls?
In the two-girl show.
Oh, God. Would you stop that?
It was a joke.
Hello, hotline.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I left you a message.
Oh, hi.
I left you a message. You're on the radio. We just spent a good amount of time talking with Carla. I left you a message. You can pick it up on voicemail.
You could ask her now.
She's been listening.
Ask her what?
The two-girl question. Did you, you know, just to see...
No, Mike, this is not pertinent to me. I just called to tell her thank you.
I was just curious.
I called to tell her thank you for not pressuring me to have
children.
I was
just, you know, sitting here and, you know, just wondering.
All right, at this point in our fertile relationship, how would you feel?
Fertile, that's interesting.
Well, you know, new.
Mm-hmm. Yes, growing.
How would you feel if I was to receive some type of a two-girl show? Adrian, Janet, whatever name we're going to use here, your middle name or your first name. I don't know which one. but
how would I feel if you did that?
Yes.
I think you know the answer.
Well, Mike wants you to say it. What is the answer?
I no.
Well, okay, I'm wrong about that.
No. I mean, okay, let me ask you another question. How would you like me to have a two-guy show?
This is too free to ask. I mean, maybe this is why I like this woman so much. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Again. But that's... See you later. Thanks for not pressuring me about the kids.
Oh, okay. I do it when you're sleeping.
Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
Goodbye. Oh, there's that answer.
All right.
Yes.
But,
Welcome to America's Got Talent. Behind me is the world-famous entrance to Paramount Studios.
Wow. Tell you what.
How about that? Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, that'll have to be discussed over the holiday.
Did you really need... I don't think you saw that coming, did you?
No.
Wow.
Oh, hey, baby. Baby. Ain't no ties on me.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Got a show to do here.
Baby. Come on. S-I-N-G-L-E. Baby. If it's free, it's me.
That's right.
Wow. That's
one reason, seriously, that I am very attached already to this woman. I imagine in my mind she gets flipped out when I say, oh, that's so much like Frida, or you remind me so much of Frida.
Mm-hmm.
But she has much the same sensibility, and that would be the same type of argument that I would get from Frida.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
Yeah.
But then again, that's not what your girlfriend said, Mike.
No.
And
I think it's because you asked.
That might be it. He might be right about that.
Well, either way.
Because we've had the discussion off air, you know, where I've said to her, you know, what if I went to one of these places? And, you know, she said, oh, if you don't mind me going, you know, it's always, it's usually that right. same argument. Yeah, if you don't mind me going to one of those kind of
tit
shows.
For
and,
tat.
You know, it's, yeah. it's, that's the way that normally works.
Yeah, tit for tat.
But on this particular day, I believe I heard the answer loud and clear,
you
and
did.
I'm prepared to sacrifice myself for the good of the show.
That's my guy.
That's my guy. Why not?
That's my guy.
And then, I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do what Johnny Tightshirt does.
Oh, of course not.
You're not going to put like a catcher's mitt on my.
You're not going to have a dildo on your chin, Mike.
Not a chance.
Don't worry about it. That's so you do that today, and then you go home tonight, and yeah,
and it's baby time.
Yeah, all wound up and ready to go.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, baby.
It's baby time.
Ready to go. Ready to go. It's going to happen tonight.
Tonight.
When?
Not. Not.
No.
No.
Why are you looking at him with the Full Metal Jacket eyes when you say not?
Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Because when you said not, it was almost like, hi, Joker.
You know what I should have said to Rob? What I should have said to Rob was, hey, Otis, you go outside and poop now. It's time for the doggy to go outside of Otis.
We'll be back with more of Mike's birthday celebration.
Yay!
When we come right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.